in Modesto, California today. There's a hearing in the case of Scott Peterson. He's the man charged with killing his wife and unborn child. Among the items on the docket, whether cameras should be allowed in the courtroom for his preliminary hearing next month. TV broadcasts could increase the already large volume of mail Scott Peterson gets, much of it reportedly love letters from women somehow enamored with a man accused of killing his wife. This is actually more common than you'd expect. Here's reporter Deb Monroe on women looking for love in the very wrong places.
Neil Wells Santos.
All eyes are on 27-year-old Allison Harrington as she dashes around the baseball diamond. Harrington is one of few women on the busy yard at San Quentin Prison, where she volunteers as a scorekeeper for the inmate team. Harrington says she loves her work inside the prison near San Francisco, but once upon a time, she was a woman on the outside, visiting her boyfriend serving time for credit card fraud, a relationship that began after his incarceration.
When you're dealing with someone in prison, everything is more intense and more dramatic, and you have, you know, the ability to write long letters, and it's just an intensity factor that you wouldn't necessarily find on the streets.
That intensity proved too much for Harrington. They split after a year and a half, but Harrington says she understands why some women fall for men behind bars.
I think that for some women there is something very appealing because you have someone that is totally dedicated to you. That you know, you always know where they're going to be. You know, you get the most beautiful love letters you'll ever get. And so there's some women find it appealing, I think. But in the end, the odds are really, really stacked against you.
The divorce rate among couples where one spouse is in prison for more than a year is estimated as high as 85%. Despite those odds, many inmates are eager for romance. Often, these relationships began with the prisoners themselves soliciting women as pen pals through classifieds or websites like meetaninmate.com. Sometimes, it's the women who try to begin a relationship, and the more infamous the criminal or suspect, the more likely he is to receive female attention.
So by getting her name connected with his, she gets a little bit of his fame.
Sheila Eisenberg is author of Women Who Love Men Who Kill. Eisenberg says often the woman's own background leads her to seek such a relationship, such as a history of abuse. So for these women, they like the idea of getting involved with men behind bars because it's safe.
While he's in prison, she's in control of the relationship. She decides when to visit, whether to visit, whether to accept his collect phone calls, how much money to give him.
Eisenberg says many women attracted to prisoners are romance junkies, addicted to romance novels and soap operas. Eisenberg points out there is always drama, with a capital D.
Will they let me into the prison today? Will he get a parole? What's happening with the guards? You know, there's always danger, drama, and cliffhangers.
However these relationships are explained, there are those working in prisons who think they are often a good thing because they have a calming effect on inmates. 41-year-old David Miller married a woman he met while serving a 15-to-life sentence for murder. He says they share an intellectual intimacy most people on the streets don't have time for.
So I believe that the development through that communication is going to make our relationship a stronger relationship in the long run for when I do come home.
Ask an inmate doing time, why do women fall for prisoners?
There are those out there that just love the outlaw.
For Day Today, I'm Deb Monroe in San Francisco.
Day to Day is a production of NPR News and Slate.com. I'm Alex Chadwick.